You walk into a room, and before you've said hello, people have already decided whether they want to know you. Unfair? Perhaps. But that's how our brains work. Within seconds, others form impressions based entirely on what your body is broadcasting, and most of us are completely unaware of the signals we're sending. The difference between someone who commands a room and someone who fades into the wallpaper isn't charm or good looks, it's mastery of silent communication. Consider the smile. Most people flash an instant grin that reads as automatic and insincere. Instead, try the flooding smile. Pause for a heartbeat when you meet someone's eyes, then let warmth gradually spread across your face. That brief delay transforms a mechanical gesture into something that feels crafted just for them. Your eyes tell an even richer story. When someone finishes speaking, don't immediately dart your gaze away. Let your eyes linger, breaking contact slowly and reluctantly, as if pulling away from something magnetic. This sticky eyes technique creates a sense of genuine connection that words alone cannot achieve. Meanwhile, your posture broadcasts your self-perception to everyone watching. Stand as if an invisible thread is lifting you from the crown of your head, shoulders back, spine elongated. This isn't about arrogance. It's about occupying your space with quiet confidence that others instinctively recognize and respect. Small talk terrifies brilliant people. Executives who negotiate million-dollar deals freeze at cocktail parties. The secret? It's not about what you say, it's about the music behind the words. Before speaking, take a voice sample of your listener. Are they energized or subdued, rushed or relaxed? Match their emotional temperature first, then guide the conversation where you want it to go. Humans instinctively trust those who mirror their state. Never answer, "Where are you from?" with just a city name. Offer texture. I grew up in Portland, where we take our coffee as seriously as some cities take their sports teams. You've given multiple conversation threads: geography, coffee culture, sports, regional identity. When asked about your work, describe what you do for people. I help families navigate the chaos of moving to a new city. The most powerful conversational tool: keep the spotlight on the other person. Imagine a beam of light between you. When they speak, it illuminates them. The longer you keep that light pointed away from yourself, the more fascinating they'll find you. Your vocabulary positions you in others' minds as sophisticated or simple, thoughtful or careless, insider or outsider. Never ask, "What do you do?" This blunt question embarrasses people between jobs or unhappy in their careers. Instead, ask, "How do you spend most of your time?" This gracious alternative lets people discuss work if they wish or share other passions. The gap between pedestrian vocabulary and one that commands respect requires roughly 50 words, not thousands. Instead of good, try compelling. Rather than bad, consider troubling. Replace one word daily for 2 months. When you discover shared interests, resist exclaiming, "Me too." Let them fully enjoy their passion first. Casually reveal your common ground later. This delayed revelation creates stronger connection than appearing desperate for rapport. The most powerful three-letter word is "you." Start sentences with "you" rather than "I." You'll love how this simplifies your morning routine, lands harder than "I think this is a great product." Compliments activate the same brain regions as receiving money, yet most praise falls flat or triggers suspicion. The difference lies in delivery, timing, and specificity. Rather than risking direct compliments that seem like flattery, deliver praise through the grapevine. Tell someone's colleague how impressed you are with their presentation skills. Your comment will likely reach them within 24 hours, letting you escape suspicion while giving recipients the happy fantasy that you're telling the whole world about their excellence. Even more powerful is the implied compliment. When someone says, "You've obviously been taking care of yourself," rather than "You look great," it feels more genuine. Similarly, slip praise into the secondary part of your point. "Anyone as organized as you would have finished that project early, but I'm still scrambling." The compliment hidden in verbal parentheses seems authentic. For special occasions, deploy the killer compliment, praise focused on a very personal, specific quality you've noticed. Not, you're smart, but I've noticed how you always ask the perfect question that cuts through confusion. Deliver these in private and use them sparingly. Timing matters enormously. Praise someone instantly after they finish a performance. Waiting even 2 minutes weakens the brain's positive associations. When receiving compliments yourself, never deflect. Instead, reflect good feelings back. I'm so happy you told me. This boomeranging encourages others to continue offering sincere compliments. Walk into a gathering where everyone's speaking specialized jargon, and you'll quickly feel like an outsider. This social disconnect limits networking opportunities, but there's a surprisingly simple solution. Once monthly, participate in an activity completely outside your normal pattern. Attend a wine tasting, join a photography workshop, visit an art gallery opening. Even single exposure gives you roughly 80% of the conversational value. You learn insider terminology, appropriate questions, and basic concepts that allow meaningful engagement with enthusiasts. Every profession has insider questions professionals ask each other and outsider questions they never ask. Meeting another writer? Ask, do you write fiction or nonfiction? Or what's your editing process like? Rather than, when are you going to write the great American novel? Every field has burning concerns the outside world knows little about. Independent booksellers worry about ebook competition. Accountants fret about liability insurance. Teachers stress over standardized testing. Read specialized magazines and online forums serving every imaginable interest. A casual mention of slice versus hook to a golfer, or discussing hardening off plants with a gardener, immediately establishes credibility and transforms you into an apparent insider. Humans instinctively gravitate toward those they perceive as similar. Evolutionary wiring designed to identify tribe members. You can leverage this programming to create instant rapport. Mirror how people move, their speed, fluidity, and style. Westerners stand farther apart than Asians. Italian Americans make expansive gestures, while Asian Americans make modest ones. Matching someone's physical style makes them subconsciously comfortable with you. Echo their specific word choices. If they say pharmacy, don't say drugstore. If they say chalet, don't say cabin. Hearing their own words from your mouth makes them feel you share their values. Use analogies from your listener's world. If your customer gardens, talk about sowing seeds for success. If your boss owns a boat, describe concepts that hold water. These tailored analogies clarify your points while signaling shared interests. Replace minimal sounds like uh-huh with complete sentences demonstrating understanding. Phrases like, I see what you mean, encourage deeper sharing than passive listening ever could. The most powerful technology for human connection isn't in your pocket, it's in your presence. Every conversation either builds a bridge or erects a barrier, making someone feel seen, valued, and understood. These techniques aren't manipulation, they're recognition that genuine connection requires practice and interest. The executive who remembers your daughter's name, the colleague who notices your struggles, the friend who truly listens, these people change lives through thoughtful presence. Start today. Choose one technique, the flooding smile, keeping the spotlight on others, or delivering one killer compliment this week. Small changes create ripple effects. The job offer because you made someone feel valued, the friendship that deepened through true listening, the opportunity that appeared because you were memorable. Your words and presence are your legacy. Every person fights battles you know nothing about. Be the person who makes their day lighter. People won't remember your credentials. They'll remember how you made them feel. Make it count.